The letter K. Karma. Karma was discussed in the listing with its sister concept, dharma. In brief, though, it's derived from a word meaning balance of experience. It's not a theory. It's a law in God's cyclical universe, guaranteeing that, as the Bible puts it, what ye sow, so shall ye reap. Or, in more contemporary words, you get back what you give. Kindred soul. When you hear the definition of soulmates, you'll discover that it's an almost guaranteed exercise in futility racing around in search of yours, since you and your soulmate are highly unlikely even to be on Earth at the same time. A few of you who've cherished the dream of finding your soulmate might be momentarily disappointed, and you'll wonder who in the world you can dream of meeting instead. The answer is, dream of meeting your kindred soul, or more precisely, your kindred souls, since unlike soulmates, there are many of them, and they're every bit as significant in their own way. Kindred souls are spirits you've known in one or more past lives. It's that simple. I'm sure you've experienced the occasional feeling of instant familiarity, good or bad, that happens on being introduced to a complete stranger. Instead of saying, "Nice to meet you," you have to restrain an impulse to say, "Oh, there you are. It's about time you showed up." Sometimes that instant familiarity is the springboard for another earthly relationship as friends, lovers, and spouses, family members, or business associates. Other times it should be the springboard for you to run like the wind, as far away as your legs will carry you. I have a client who married a man she was sure she recognized in a past life. She was right. In a past life, he was her drunken, tyrannical, abusive father. As his wife in this life, she's still desperately trying to win his approval, and he's still using her as his own private dictatorship while the rest of the world treats him with the disregard he deserves. On her behalf, and on behalf of any of you who are locked in a struggle with a kindred soul with whom your past life experiences were probably difficult, a bit of advice. It's almost a guarantee that you charted that person into this lifetime to learn to dispose of his power over you. That's not turn the tables on or get revenge for. That's dispose of. Walk away. The ultimate dismissal isn't continued attention, it's apathy. Keep engaging that person in any way in this lifetime, and you can count on having to deal with him again next time around. It's up to you how many incarnations you intend to waste on someone who very probably isn't worth another moment of your time. On the other hand, there can be great joy in recognizing and reconnecting with loving, positive kindred souls, no matter what role you've charted for them in this lifetime. It's not just that small, unexpected flame in your spirit you feel when a stranger seems oddly familiar. It's not just the rare luxury of getting to skip that awkward, get acquainted phase because somehow you know you took care of that several decades or centuries ago. It's the reminder, too often lost in the translation, that every time we meet a kindred soul from some past life, we're shaking hands with absolute proof of our own eternity.